intricate issues revolving around the Garden and the tour in the Beis Yosef with respect to Libur. Yesterday we had a whole discussion whether how does Libur work? There are also the Libur burns things up. We read it in the Torah Sabayis, Berek Habayis, and others say that the Libur pulls things out. So I say my goal is Kalen, quote from the Smak, and then I have a Zeruah, and I have a Rashi. And then the question becomes, therefore, as a result, how hot must things be? Must the fire be in order to take the stuff which came in through Libun? Do you say Kibolo Kafpolta with the sense that if it went in at 500, goes out at 500? Or do you not say that? That's a major question we have to talk about. One of the sources we have was that Shuvah Maimonides was on the screen yesterday with the women's Torah, so it's in the start of the men's Torah. We have to come back to revisit that at the Siyata Dishmai. But the real issue is, before we get to the Shuvah Maimonides, which I'm not sure everyone knew about that in the old years, you don't find them talking about it, but what everyone did know about was the Lashon of the Tur and the Beis Yosef and the Prima Gadim. I'd like to understand what they said about these things. Let's take a look. I'm going to start off by quoting the Prima Gadim here in our Siman. Our Siman, as you know, is Tuf Nun Aleph. And see what he says, and then we'll see what the basis of what he says is. Is it really a proper basis? We'll proceed from there, B'siyata D'Shmaya. Okay. So in Siman Tuf, you can open up Mishnah Berurah, you'll see a little bit about it. Tuf Nun Aleph, please turn to Siv Tesvah. These are all the Ma'amar Kamis. Kisu shel barzel shemesimen also al acharora shenepes al akira sorech libut. Okay, this is the cover of the on top of the charora. Charora is like a cookie, and if you want to kasher it, you have to have libun. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, it's siman tuf nun aleph sif tezvo. Okay, so far I don't see anything spectacular. Mishnah Berurah pei. It touches. Right? Touches. Remember that Shuvah Maimonides, if it touches, it's much worse. I'm from the garden, the Libun Zeh, La Mahani Libun Kal. Ela'at Shiei, the Tzotos Nitzin Emenu. This concept of Libun Kal, which we really haven't spoken about too much. But the din is, it doesn't work. You have to have over here Libun Chomer. Okay. So on the bottom, the Mishnah Berurah writes Sharati and Kuf, and a Ben Yomo, and the one Machmir, we do with Tsar of the Post, and the Chomer says, Hetera Bola, maybe how Gola works after Mokam to Tsarach Libun, so Libun Kal is going to work. Okay? But you shouldn't rely upon it, unless Hefsin Meruba. Even Ben Yevatan. So look, I'm not going to rely upon the Svar, it's an interesting combination, Sharati and Kuf, but now look at Lamais. Good. This is the citation of the Mishnah Berurah Sipkot and Pehei, Rov HaPa'amim. Where did he get it from? This is a first pshat in the Mogan Avraham. Nogas Rov HaPa'amim B'charara. That's the first pshat. Okay? There's another pshat, which the Mishnah Berurah omitted. And you begin to wonder, when he omits something, is it just he didn't forget it. I mean, he had all the sources right in front of him. But there's an additional explanation given for this din that you have in front of you in Siman Tov Nun Aleph Siv Tesvav that starts with the tour. Okay, here we go. The tour says why. Kevin Shemizia Bechosho Mechoma Kedera. In the Sanu Bepesach Ala Kedera Belo Agola, Kola Tavshil Osur, Shazea Sakisu Misareves the Tavshil, the Offal Ala Botik Tarach Libun. A whole new pshat. Nothing, not that it touches, a different pshat. This Zaya. Now, what does this mean? So the Maptura says over here, Kisui shel barzel shel mechasin bo akadera, tzorech hagola. Didn't say libun. He said hagola. Now, it's interesting, the Beis Yosef says the Mordechai. Let's take a look. Sof Simon Tov Kuf Ayin Tes. We all have Mordechai in front of us. Yes.
But how much are we assuming is in between this cover?
Oh, that's the question. That's a critical question. Let's take a look. We all have the Mordechai. End of Simon Tov Kuf Ayin Tes. Please turn. Have a look at the sources. This is five words. The kisu kideva shel matchis tzarech libun. The whole thing is six words. That's what he refers to. Libun. Libun. So the Migdei Yesha says in Tzadi Zayin, Turus is enough to have a gola. Tamad de mistabru. Sheha hevel. Instead of using the word zeh, use the word hevel. We'll come back to that later. Very important. Zeh means steam. Hevel means stick steam. That, you know, it's white, right? You see, if you go into a certain time in a bath, it clouds up the whole mirror, and it's like you walk into a sauna. It's like you're walking through smoke. That's what hevel means. Lav odet mi bishul gomakum kereh shem menes aleish v'stagi v'agolo. Ulai bizmano yaderech lefos olavotzek kemashu gos mayim. They used to put dough and stick it on top. Now they stick the dough on the bottom, they put it on the walls and on the roof. They stick dough everywhere. And the Beis Yosef said the same thing. Why? Rokeach. Now look in the Rokeach, what did it say? Kisu yakderi yagel b'chlirishun v'im afala botzek tzrichalibun. Mefurish, these gedolim who didn't have the Rokeach, didn't know the word Rokeach, they were mechavim to the Emes. Beautiful eulogy, if you will, by the big Yesha, about these gedolim that they got it right. Okay, Atka. This is what it says in the original sources. You have a Mordechai, you have a Rokeach, all the original sources. Fine. Now, if you look again, so this is again in the I read you the Tur, I read you the Beis Yosef. Now there's the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says, in explaining the din of the Shulchan Aruch says, look, read, you have the Shulchan Aruch, Kisha Bazra Mesimin Allah, Mecharah Shenevas Al Kir. Sarach Libun says the Mogen Avraham, Vishno Gas, Barova Pavan Mecharah, Viod, Shemeziah Mehem Al Acharah. Whoa! The Mishabru omitted it. You know why he omitted it? Because that wouldn't explain why you need Libun. That would explain why you need Hagala, but the Mechava said Libun. So this Mogen Avraham is very, very misleading. And the punch from the Mogen Avraham is that the fact that it's Maziah would be enough of a reason to require Libun. Does not seem to be the case. That's a problem. Comes the Prima Gadol on this Mogen Avraham, Sifkot and Lamed. Mashma mikan de zeas ochlen ke ochlen dami. Ooh. Look at the Rambam Hilchos Tumas Ochlen. Whoa. What to say? No. Only mashkin zeas and kemosim. So, this zea, right? Ooh. It's another issue over here. Why should zea make any difference? We saw that zea should be inconsequential if it's assuming it's zeas ochlen. Who else do you see from here? The Mechabal and Chomaz is Yisurah Bala. Otherwise, you would not require Hagala, a Libun would be enough Hagala. That's the famous Gemara. Now, Hetera Bala, enough Ayan Bavan, enough Onazara. By no, sir. Uvisif Yud Aleph, Machvas. Okay? And many posts there say it's Hetera Bala, but Sarachim. Shun. We'll come to that a little bit later. We'll talk about Machvas. Kisu is there after the Yevet, Lomani Libun Kash. Ayan Bavan Avram. You need a real, honest to goodness libun. Now, as far as Nogea b'charara, the box is referring to Zeya, that's a problem. So Zeya shouldn't require libun. In awful kach below libun, he's also the pesach to sheziyach hakach. If it steams on pesach itself, it's going to pull out the bli of chametz from the roof and come down into the matzah. Vim lo izia. There's no zeh even nogat in bechara bePesach, mimatzim beferasa chadama, etc. So then, there's another question. There's a whole discussion over here. There's three kinds of libun. There's regular libun, and then there's libun kal. And there's some other in between Libun. Okay? This is what this whole thing is talking about. It says the key line over here. He says as follows. Im shimish al esh bli mashka. What do you require? Nitzotus nitzin. Afal gav the shimish behenitzotus b'machvas nitz b'chisu zeh. Afal gav the kabbalah kach polto. Doesn't work. Why? Why? Namisham gil hayotze rak sorev binan. V'chol she nitzotus ein sorev. This is black and white. This is a famous source. This is what the Rebbe Moshe holds this way, and the Rebbe Gadim says this way. If it's no nitzotus nitzin is to no avail. You cannot apply quote kabbalah kach polto when it comes to libun. Kamsa gola. So we are makban and roskin because we don't even know exactly sure how hot it is. Theoretically, I told you if it was 170, it's enough 170, whatever it happens to be. When it comes to fire, if you know for sure when it's at 550, you have to have 700. It's also this. That's an furish between the garden and simen tuf nun aleph sifkot and lamed. Yes, sir.
I thought
oh no, if I said that, I said it wrong. He said it when it comes to coming in through water. That's a pot. The pot is 170, so medina goes out 170. We only have a minute to go, always require 212 or thereabouts. Yes, sir?
How hot would the Liban cow?
We don't know how hot Liban cow is yet. We'll get to it. Okay, Rabbi Osai, this is the Yisot. This is the Yisot, a very important chiddush over here in the Prima Garden. Does everyone agree? No, we saw yesterday that the Chuvas Maimonides seemed to be against it. And the question, of course, becomes he suggests Chuvas Maimonides that it works. He's bothered with Sif Yutes. This is a question which was asked by the Minchas Yitzchok Chelagim or Dayan Weiss. Take a look, you have in front of you Sif Yutes. It's also on the Maimonides. What does it say in Sif Yutes? Horachas Shekorin Fala. I don't know if you have any explanation of what this means. This is Marda, which is the real Kuftes. It's a spatula, but not a small spatula you use in your own private kitchen. It's a huge, you know, like having have you seen a pizza to make pizza? What is it, a shovel? What word do you use for that thing? Does that have a word as a name?
It's Pala.
Pala. Pala.
Pala is a shovel.
Oh, Pala, there you go. Good. Pala. So that's a shovel. And that's what they use in the pizza oven. They go on in there, turn it up there. Good. Yesh omrim she'en mo'el lo ha'gola. Some say ha'gola doesn't work. Why? Kufyud makes perfect sense. Should the bolas min ha'chometz ha'yedei ha'ur b'li shemashke. U'lelav no'yef she'do shal'etz, it'll burn up. Says in Elia Rabba, it's the chatchila, b'di'evet and nishtamish v'rachas sholchomas matzah achar ha'gola. Is mutter? Look at that. Okay. If kabbalah kach polto, so why isn't it possible to do a libun? What do you mean after b'shal etzi? But you put it into the pizza oven, despite the fact that it's eitz. Just put it, run it on empty into the oven. Run it empty into the oven. That's the question. So let's take a look at the Beis Yosef and see what it says. You know, obviously, the Shulchanos come from Beis Yosef. Okay, I'm going to read you the Beis Yosef. I ask you to see again. And see if you test about the Pala. Yeah, I'll find it there. Second. Kotev HaKobo. Harachas Shakorin Pala. Nagu lahagila oliknas chadasha. The Yevshalomash and Yerakena harbe yafav yechamimena besochatanam harbe shedai bazeh. Why? You guessed it. The kibolo kach polto. Is that what we said? You run it on empty, so it should work. To believe it. Kibolo kach polto. Just run it on empty. What's the big deal? Right? Vagos maimini continues the Beis Yosef. Cause of Perikay, she wrote in Boas Hapas Ainu Takana Ba'Agola Shetashmishu Le'or. That makes sense. I can understand why. So what do you see? The Kabbalah says Kabbalah Pachbolda Belibun, like the Tshuvas Maimini. And the Gaos Maimini says, no, it doesn't explain why not. Seems to be like this. The reason why not, doesn't say why not, is because Dil Machayas Olof. Just take a quick look back and Sif Aleph, just to refresh your memories of Osai. We're still in the same oven, not moving. We're in gridlock of Osai. Okay. So in Tuf Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph, you may remember. What does that mean? That even though you use this pizza, pala, whatever you want to call it, every day to take the pizza in and out, doesn't get burned up in a short time. But if you want to do, you want to do leave it on it, you have to leave it there for a bit of time, and then you're afraid it may burn up. More than that, when you use it, there's a pizza on top. So pizza's a solid. But if you run it on empty, there's nothing on top of it. So the fire has a greater impact. It might actually burn it up. But if it reaches the level of Kabbalah Kapolto, it seems to me, it would be okay, which is exactly what the first view said, the Kobo. And I'm suggesting, even though Gosmani only argues, because they're afraid it's going to burn up, and that doesn't apply in our situation to the oven. You can put on 550 empty with no problem. Yes, sir.
Earlier this amount you mentioned, Rabbi mentioned the Taz's explanation of Dilma Chayas Olav, that you might take it out. It seems to be in line with this, but Rabbi said that's not the explanation that's mentioned from the Rishonim.
Okay.
Maybe Hagos Benanis argues.
Right.
Maybe that's
very good. Excellent. Good. Where did the Prima Golem get it from? His Chiddush, that you do not apply Kabbalah Kapolta at the same level when it comes to Libra. So presumably, says the Minchas Yitzchak, he got it from the Beis Yosef, which I read to you before. I'm going to read to you before. This is in Tuf, again, Tuf Nun Aleph, Siv Tesva. Read it again. Again. We're talking about a kisui shel barzel shemesim and also ala charara shenefas agabi akira. Okay, what do you do with this cover? The different opinions are quoted over here in the Beis Yosef, as usual. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, quoting Tosis, she ain't sarach libun she yashir kli pasa. The way that Beisel is supposed to be in Yeruchim, since Hetera Bola, so this quote unquote Kabbalah Kapolta kind of Libun is going to work. For Kosafti, Besimin Zeh, Shadas Rav Aposkim, Shein Chilik Bedeklum, the Kachli Balua Meheter, Kama Balua Meyisr. What does that mean? Isur Bola. That's what Pasha means. Isur Bala. So therefore, says the Minchas Yitzchak, Prima Godem got from here that this kind of quote Libun of Kabbalah Kapolto doesn't work. Because what's the lashon of the Beis Yosef? One more time. Mechamemo kemo shemesim and also alachara kol hashana kula. That sounds like it's, you know, like what we call 550. So according to the Beis Yosef, it doesn't work like maskana, and you need 700. It tells us Nitzin. That's what he suggests. However, it seems to me that that's not correct pshat in the words of the Rabbeinu Yeruch. If Rav Osai, it would work. It would work by Isur HaBala too. So why is Rabbeinu Yeruch only saying over here? K'mitchamak moshe mesimenos alach harash kol hashana kul ki hibluah meheter. It should have worked even for Isur HaBala. Apparently, all the Tera Bala. And the Beis Yosef says, no, it's Isur HaBala. The question, of course, why shouldn't we say this works like a 550 stunt? Apparently not. I'll explain to you why. When the kisui touches the charara, the cookie, it can get hotter than when it's running on empty. Because after all, it's not like we spoke a minute ago about the tanner that you're putting the pala into. That's where it's enclosed in fire. Therefore, when you're in a fire, mamish, if you have pizza there, it's a lower temperature than when there's no pizza, because it's surrounded by fire. Here, it's in the open air. This is in the open air, it's going to be hotter when there is pizza on it than when there's no pizza on it. So that's what I thought a reason why we could reread this Beis Yosef, not the way the Prima Gana read it as Prima Minchas Yitzchak. So therefore, I'm so far, not finished yet, still sticking to my guns, that maybe we can say that it's accepted, except for Prima Gadim, average so far, we should accept that the quote, Kibola Kafpolo, standard of heat, should work when it comes to Libun as it works with respect to Agola as well. Yes?
Could we just explain one more time why, with the pot and the cover, it doesn't work?
What's hotter? Is it hotter when it runs empty, or hotter when it runs full? My answer, it depends where it's running. If it's running in the oven itself, it's hotter when it runs on empty. Because pizza, as hot as it is, it's not as hot as the fire is. So that's what we said before. The person's afraid to put the wood pala in. Why? For two reasons. One, he has to leave it a little bit longer. And two, there's no pizza on top to cool it down somewhat. You're afraid it's going to burn up? Fill machayas away. Here we're talking about the other case. It's in the open air. See, it's fakert. Here, the reason why we don't accept this kind of kashering is because it is not as hot as it was when you were using it with pizza or whatever other thing you did in the open fire, in the open air. I would suggest, again, we'll come back to it a little bit later. Our ovens, Rabbi Osai, have a number of other technical problems. Let me tell you, we'll go through them one by one. Number one, Rabbi Osai, the Gemara is in Mefurash and Psofim. It's open to the Gemara to see it again. You have to refresh our memories, Rabbi Osai. Lama Nebet Beis, that's our daf. Lama Nebet Beis. What does the Gemara say here in discussing this issue of when you can kasher, when you can't kasher? Everyone take a look, Mr. Everyone look. Zeh ha-sekem mi-befnim, v'zeh ha-sekem mi-bachutz. So you get an impression that hesekem mi-bachutz will not work. So the problem is our ovens, it's hesekem mi-bachutz. You don't see a fire in the cavity of the oven. It comes from the outside. Interesting, the Mogen HaElef, that's in the back of the Mekor Chaim, says in Sifkot and Gimel, it's only true by Cheres. The Gemara talking about Cheres over here. By Cheres, you know why? Because Cheres is thick, it doesn't conduct heat so well. So if the fire is on the outside, it will not work. But if it's made from metal, and our ovens are made from metal, then it will work. Now it's true that there are those who disagree. And we are our constant nemesis in this parasha seems to be the Prima Gadim. He seems to disagree. This is what our Golas Kalim say for quotes. If you want to look it up yourself, you'll see it's in the fifth parak Hei Alocha Dalin, Hasefer Golas Kalim. He quotes the Prima Gadim again here in Sivkotan Yud. Seems to disagree. Let's see if I can find the Prima Gadim here. Sivkot and Yud. What's the way Sivkot and Yud? Take a look at Siv Dalet. It says, Tzrichim Libun, Kitashmishu Gachak Sheira. It says as follows, Kedeva Shal Matchis, Tzorach Lamalos, Kicholami Bifnim Dafka, Kuvya, Siv Beis. Wait a minute, Kuvya is Cheres, it's Matchis. So he seems to say the same thing would apply to Matchis. But who's he against the Prima Gadim? This is not my Bekias. All courtesy of the Agolas Kalim Sefer. Alter Rebbe and Sifches, the Avnei Nezer, and others who disagree. Now it is true, Rabbi Osai, it is true. You have a question to understand, why shouldn't it work? Even by Cheres, why shouldn't the Segem Mibachutz work? If we're right, Kibola Kafpolto, when you cooked chametz in it, it was a Segem Mibachutz, so why shouldn't it work to Kasher as well? Why? Why shouldn't it work to Kasher as well? Well, maybe there's more chom, again, when there's food inside, as opposed to when there's no food inside, because of this nature. The problem, again, with our ovens is, most ovens have a little, little porcelain surface. Now, porcelain's already cheres, for the most part. Had it been made purely from metal, I think some of the newer ones are purely metal, but the older ones, a little porcelain finish. Ever seen what I'm talking about? Your grandmother's oven. I'm sure it has a... I still have one of those. has a porcelain type finish. I think even some of the newer ones have it. No? What do you, have you ever opened the oven in your kitchen? Maybe you shouldn't. Next time you do, if it looks like straight metal, maybe it's a new one. But they always have some kind of a porcelain finish. However, since it's such a very, very thin glaze, if you will, for the poskim, again, I call it scams, that it works. It's considered, we can say, Kabbalah Kapolto, Dake Tshuva, which is a safer one, and Hilchas HaGol, and Yerodea, Simon Kufkov Aleph, Sikod Mem Zayin, Sessa. And therefore, there's room to be maker. The most important room to be maker, Rabbi Osai, is as follows. Our ovens, as a general rule, the chometz never touches any of the surfaces. Not the floor, not the ceiling, and not the four walls. The chometz is in the middle. Now yes, we saw before about Zeah. When it comes to Zeah, what did we see before? What works for Zeah? We saw Beferish in the Torah, we saw it in Beg B'Yesha. What works the kasha for Zeah? What? Hagolah. You don't even need Libun. Now it's impractical to do Hagolah in an oven. You know, pouring water all over the surfaces, it's 550, it's dangerous. Hakonas nefashos. But we already learned that Libun Kal, we still have that's a phrase not found in Shas, we saw it in the Mordechai, it was in the Mishnah Brewer, we'll see it soon in Shulchan Aruch, is the equivalent of Hagolah. Libun Kal, yes, how hot is Libun Kal? Can't tell you. Seems that 550 should certainly be much hotter than Libun Kal. Libun Kal is if it goes Yatza lettuce through and through. Yatza lettuce at most is 160. If it's 550 on the inside, you got to believe it's 160 on the outside. It doesn't lose more than 400 degrees from one end of the side of the metal to the other. Yes, sir.
In reference to this Mishnah Berurah, he said that Libun Kal that it has to be shehed into the
tzitzit. No, he doesn't say. You have to watch the words. What are you referring to? Hey, hey. Maybe it's the word from the kash.
Yeah.
Let's take a look. Kisa shel chabaz has tzricha libun, pei hei. Okay. Therefore, touches. Okay, we'll get to the kash. We'll see. The kash has to give up this box. We'll see soon. Okay, Rabbi Osai, this is what I think. And we're going to be analyzing this carefully. And we really should, because what I told you yesterday. About the Shuvas Maimonides, we're going to have to revisit it. But let's go talk about Libun Kal. Where's Libun Kal come from? Right. So I read you the Mordechai yesterday. If it's Yad Saletis from both ends, it's the equivalent of Hagol. How do you know? You put Kash on the outside. The Kash is Nisraf. By definition, it's good enough. It's good. The heat's going what we call Me'ever Le'ever, and it's melted even more than Hagol. So that's enough. Yad Saletis. You just check it out with Kash Nisraf and Bechutz. I just put my finger there. Are you kidding? If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, I got that impression. It's enough yet to let us go on both sides. And Kashnissa, which is even a higher level, it's a higher level. I'm not, I should put my finger on it. That's the push-up shot. Yes, sir.
How is that any better than my most?
Not.
So why would it work the same as mine?
It would. Libun Kal is the equivalent of Hagala.
But it's less than, that's less, but would be much less than right.
Yes.
Maimonides is 12.
No, I understand that. It's a good question. Excellent question. You hear what he's asking? I love the question. Why is it enough to have Yatzo Letzbo on both sides? Right? That's the expression which is used. I didn't make it up. The Mordechai said so. We read it yesterday in Shir. Ad she Yatzo Letzbo Mishnei Avareo. The question, that shouldn't be enough. Yeah, to let us know, we saw yes last year by Richas, it could be only 112 degrees. You're off by 100, you need 212. That's an excellent question. That's an excellent question he's asking. Why should be enough to have Yatza let us know on both sides? You should require what? You should require 212 on both sides. Here's the answer. You have 212, works for Hagola, through and through. When it's 212 in the inside of the pot, it works the kasha of the outside of the pot too. How does that work? You think it goes 212 all the way through? True metal conduct heat, but not that well. So apparently, if it's going to be 212 on the inside, we have a right to assume it's going to be at least 112, or whatever the outside is on the outside. So if you have 112 on the outside, it's good enough. That's the best answer I can give you.
And wouldn't the pot be heating up the water? Wouldn't the pot be probably 212 also
You think metal conducts is a perfect conductor? Who took physics? Is metal a perfect conductor? If it's 212 on the inside, it's 212 on the outside? Wow. I took physics a long time ago.
By the inside, Rebbe means in the water.
Yeah, where the water is. You have 212 degree water on the inside. How is the outside of that pot? Don't put your finger in it, it hurts. What is there certain coefficients, as I recall correctly, I forgot the word even means now. But a long time ago, when I was studying physics, depends upon what it's made from, how thick it is, but it's not going to be 212 on the outside of the pot. So maybe, you have some knowledge about that, Taramada? Really close to 212 on the outside? Whoops. Then maybe my tarot's not good enough. Because over here he says, I read you the Mordechai one more time. He says, Achne yad saletus bo mishnei avareha. And you check it out by putting the kash nisra from the outside. You want to know, this libun is mafud yosim mehagolas, is the Mordechai. Why? Why? This libun is if it's only yad saletus bo, it's not as hot as the libun, as the agola is. That's a good question. I have no answer so far. If you have an answer, I'll quote you. Tomorrow. It's left till tomorrow. I'm happy to quote you. Okay? It's a good question. I had to think about it. I think it's an excellent question. An excellent question. Now, Prima Gunnum again gets in my way. It's terrible. Every time I try to move, the Prima Gunnum is there to go against what I want to say. Okay? That's great. Prima Gunnum is an end of Tough Men, Tough Nun Beis. At the very end, he has a sort of a summary. At the end of the Mishpat Zov, Tough Nun Beis, Dine Veseda Golub, the Shesh Madregas. Shesh Madregas, he talks about Libun, right? And in discussing Libun, he says there's two separate Shirim. It was already implicit in the one I read to you before. One is what? Kash Nisraf. And one is Yad Saleh Esbo, two different levels. And you know what he says? Unbelievable. Rabosai, take a look at your Mishnah Brura. Please take a look. Kaf Nun Beis, Sivkot Ches. Look at this now. Kaf Nun Beis, Sivkot Ches. The Ramah says, you have to make sure the water keeps boiling. Shemagia. Okay? So the Mishnah Brura has to be so careful about that. So careful. People are not so careful about it. Tevam, read this page 90, the fifth line. Tevam, I am denied to be Rishichos and Shemach Nisim Bokeim Tzon and Agel. Cools it down. So Abhantan will call Klia Shiala Mayim Abuos. Wait till it bubbles again. Yesh the Hazel Amagilim Bazeh. Yem Noagin Bazeh Kalos, so Magilim Behirus, Zeh Hazeh, Vin Medat Gilirus, and Malim Rishichos. What's going on? Mishnah Brura is saying, if it absorbed on the fire proper, you need roast it. If it's only through Irui, it's enough to be out to let us go. Comes along the Prima Gadol with perfect knowledge, relying on you. Prima Gadol says, oh, so it's clear, it's Irui or less. It's enough to have Yatzah let us grow. Then the Mordechai said, it's enough to have Yatzah let us grow from Eva to Eva. But if you need, as you said, Rosin, then it's not enough. You have to have a higher level. What's the higher level? Kash Nisraf. Now, I'm not an expert. What's the combustibility of straw? How hot must metal be to make a straw burst into flames? Anybody know? In the internet. Just look at the combustibility list on there. No, it's not there? Should be. Some say paper, some say straw. How hot must a piece of metal be for it to enable straw to just burst into flames? Anybody? All my physicists, chemists, biologists, scientists, gosh. 451. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that song from a long time ago. I mean, kash may burn a little bit less, right? Because kash is... No? And look on a kash. He's saying a chiddush nifla. That libun kal is 451. Wow. Hey. Okay. Maybe you're right. I'm willing to take it. Maybe you're right. That would be not the Mordechai's yatsa letters. Whatever you say, it's not 451. That's a good question.
Yeah. 482.
482?
Yeah, 250 degrees Celsius, which is at least 482 degrees Fahrenheit.
For straw to burn. Yeah. Even more than 451. That's all we got less. Gewalt! Now what are we going to do now? That's Libun Ka. Okay. Baruch Hashem, at least the Rav is at 500, so at least the Kosh, at least Libun Ka. I'm afraid we're going to get your question is excellent. I mean, you are supporting.
It's Ike's question.
Ike's question, okay. You're supporting the Prima Gadol, the Kash and the Mordechai. So the Prima Gadol got out of it by saying that these are two separate shiur. So I have to fold up my tent and say that Prima Gadol was right and I'm wrong. Okay, wouldn't be the first time. I don't know. Now, the truth is that I thought, you know, until today I thought that the Liban Kal of Yatzel, I suppose, was what the Mordechai saying works all the time. The Mordechai said so. I read you the Mordechai the fourth time. Also, now Blu'os Heter, and Tzrichen Liban Gadol, the Neshiva's Klippa, and Lerak at Sheyad, so let us know Mishnei Avarev. How do you check it out? The Sinas Kashi Bechutzim, it's this route. So he's putting these two together. I guess the Mordechai didn't have a computer. He didn't know that unless he had different kinds of pots. Maybe his kinds of pots, you know, it was a very, very inefficient to conductors of heat. I don't know. I'm just suggesting that. I have to look more carefully.
Which Mordechai?
This is the one in Avodah Zarah, Simon Tov Tov Sound. You don't have it in front of you. I read it to you from Shia yesterday. Now it's interesting, the Ramah in Tof Nun Aleph Siv Dalid, he requires Liban Kal when, take a look, it's a different kind of a need for Liban Kal. Yeah, I'm willing to agree to the Prima Gadol. Ramah Tof Nun Aleph Dalid. This is as follows. He says in Siv Dalid, you need Liban, let's read together. Liban Noachin Nitzot Nitzin Mehem. V'yesh Mekilin in Mislabin Kolkach Shekash Nitzra Falami Bachutz. Mordechai Sava Vodazara, Vagos Maimini Perikidzaim, Vichos Macholas Asurus. Put together in this parenthesis, we'll see later. Vinoagin Kisvara Rishona, Vacholdova Shadina Vilibun, Avodova Shadina Vagola, Rakshesh Bosdokim Oshamachmir Malabno, Sagi Vilibun Kal Kazeh. Period. So Libun Kal of Kashnis Vibachutz works to get rid of the Chavits and the crevices. There's the Mishnah Brewers of Katan. Lamed Gimel, stuck in, and you need Liban in that place. You need to go get Chalim Boros. So for that, it's enough to have Kashis Rimachutz. Shebezeh Ashir Bevarei Nistrav Kolam Amoshes Oyesu Shimotzi Beomek Hastokim VeHagumos. And that's taken out enough, Yansaz Rimachutz. No, not instead of Agola. It's a separate din. And as a matter of fact, the others say you actually Liban Chamer based upon the rush in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Now the Ramah over here said you need Kash Nisraf. Didn't use the word Libun Kal. There's no such thing as Libun Kal and Shas. The Rishonim made that up. Right, so therefore the question is, how can Libun Kal work? Yatzaletisvel instead of Agola. And here you need Kash Nisraf. Not a Kash. It all depends, you know, however it works. However it works, it works. Anyway, this is a very serious matter of Libun Kal. And your question to me is very, very bothersome. I don't know what to do with it. I'm really stuck. It's interesting. The Rosh in Avodah Zarah quotes the Yerushalmi, the Sakha requires Libun, the Tzotzis Nitzin. Right? And the Rosh explains that there were Gumos there. The question is that the Rosh himself said, Toshik Li Pasan. Against the Yerushalmi. Now the Yafei Naim said it's one shear, he doesn't accept that. When he said you really need Toshik Li Pasan to get rid of the Bliya that you require. Okay, that's true. But Yerushalmi is Matan Itzosis Nitzim, which is less than that, only to get rid of the Be'en in the Gumos. That's what one could have said. But all the Pasan are against what I said. This is just my own suggested Chiddush. Okay, Rabosai, this is so far so good. Now, it's interesting to note that this Yisod over here of the Ramah in Tuf Nun Aleph Sivdal, what do you say, Pshat? Is it a special kula when it comes to Heter Ebola, or would apply it to Yisur Ebola? Let me ask you the following question. Is Yesh Mekilim, read together. V'yesh mekilim in islabin kol kach shakash nisav alav mibachutz. Is it only by a tera bala? Or is this cool even by isura bala? So the Mishnah Berurah said, "Kol lamed." Kol the Magen Avraham says, "No." Libun zeh afshu garua mi libun arishin mikol mekol mahani al kol ponah chamimusul leflor avliyim kwa golah levarai. But there's a svila the chametz vikar had tera bala. Valkein mekilim libun kaze. Okay, so it works. Says the Rambam, but no again can smar rishona b'chol davar shebelieve. She didn't believe when you have to nitzos of nitzin. Avod davar shene ba'agola. Rak sheish vol tzedak ma'machim l'labno. Sagi libun kal kaze. So what does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Lamed Beis, we pass in chametz, according to the Mechaber, chametz is isur ebola. So you have to nitzos of nitzin, even with the yevet. Right? Mokam Hefzid, and a Ben Yomo. Then maybe it's a Terabola, it's enough to cast a Bagola, believe in Kaf. That's the Mishnah Berurah of Koton, Lamed Beis. The big question is this really true? Is there anybody in this, is there anybody who says that this Levon Kal works as absolute Levon for everything? Yes.
Rishonim who formulated it seemed to hold that way, because when they say, they said that there's such a thing as Levon Kal, they say it has to be that way, or there's so many Kalim.
Who are you quoting? You know, you remember who you're quoting? They're quoting that Gos Maimini in Perek Yud Zayin and Hilchos Macholos Asuris. I don't have the Rambam here. I left mine by back. Do you have the Rambam in Sefer Kedusha?
Yeah.
Can I borrow your Rambam in Sefer Kedusha? I'm sorry, I left mine up. But you know what? You can all find it. Turn to the Kitzer. Thank you. Kitzer Hilchos Pesach of the Rosh. He quotes it. The Kitzer is Hagos. I guess it's Hagos Osh, you might call it. On the Kitzer, the very beginning of Kitzer Hilchos Pesach of the Rosh, in the back of your Rosh. And he quotes it from that God. And so we'll read it over here, and I'll show it to you inside. Here in the Kitzer, Rabosai, towards the beginning of the Kitzer. Oh! Here it says as follows. For our purposes, it's in the narrow lines, the first very narrow line on page Mem Zayin, column 2. Ushpudin vaskalos, tzorach l'labin b'ur, v'alibun tzorach shinitzotos nitzim imedim. That's not surprising. On the side, with a small little gimel is. I'm not sure what that gimel has reference to. So on the bottom, it's like on the Kovas Lefarshim. What does it say? V'chenim yosim olav kash ol notzim b'vachutz tisrof choshiv nitzotzos nitzin emenu v'sagi hagos maimini. Hey! If you just read this line, it's very clear to me anyway, from this excerpt, that he holds that this suffices for every single case of Libun. It's enough to have Kash or Notza Nisimim Bechutz. That's considered Choshev Nitzosos Nisimim Anavisagi. Hagos Maimini. So let's take a look and read it from the original source, Hagos Maimini, and see if we in fact agree with this citation. The Prima Gadam, I think, does, and the Magadam does not. It's a Machlokos Gedolei HaMefarshim, how to understand it. I'm going to read you from the original. You have in front of you what you have in front of you. That's in Hilchos. You have the Hilchos Pesach in the Rosh. I'm going to read you now from that Hilchos Macholas Asurus, Perik Yud Zayin, Dagos Maimonios, Sivkot and Hey. I'm going to read you the words. Sivkot and Hey. Shema Matzosi B'Shem Rabbi Avigdor Katz Zal. Shemalavno at Shem Yosim Olav Kash Yunitzotzes Nitzotzen Imenu Sagi Bahochi. I mean, that's exactly the verbatim quote. Isn't that what's in front of you, word for word? Is it yes or no? Just about word for word. He goes on. The Elokein also Tarpo Shaof and Tachta Pashtida Umalavden also Levos Achakach Paladon Umayotzorach Olav Lilavno at Shem Yitzotzes Nitzotzen from the metal. So it must be that he tells me something from the cash is good enough. That's what you had in mind. That's the source you're quoting. That's an amazing kiddush. It has to be this, otherwise it's not going to work. So it won't work. I'm sure it's a great right, yes?
I was thinking that the Torah talks about like cash and payment. opinion.
Right.
And it sounds like everything that they brought back could be kasher. So, I mean, they don't say this, but like they have some star, I think, that everything is a way to kasher.
Okay, good. Not bad. Interestingly, the Mavar Avraham picked up on something which everyone else seems to have ignored. What's the particular example of the Katz gave? Exactly. One is Basar, one is Chala. Comes the Mavar Avraham and says that this Deya only permits it with respect to a Terebolah. Now the truth is, backing up the Mavar Avraham is that little parenthesis we have, which is the Tziyunim and the Ramah. Now who wrote these Tziyunim? Did the Ramah himself write them? Did someone else write them? You have it in your Mishnah Berurah. Tuf Nun Aleph. We're in Sif Dal. I'm going to reach for my I have a bit of a fancier Shulchan Aruch. He did a bit of a fancier job on the Tziyunim. On the Ramah Tuf Nun Aleph Sif Dal. Yesh Mekilin. Who is Yesh Mekilin? Mordechai Sol of Odezara. Vagos Maimini Perik Yitzam Echos Machos Ula Oseh. But the Mordechai was only made aware by a Terebola. Whereas the Hagos Maimini, as we read it, is make it across the board, even by Surabala. It's a little bit strange, assuming that the, you know, that the Ramah in fact was equating these two. Again, we're not sure who wrote these Tiyunim, but if you equate the two, that would imply that really the Mogan Avraham is right, because the Mogan Avraham at the end of Kod Yud Aleph, Ha Mordechai Avos Maimli Kosu Kain believe in Mechol of Lebasar, but by Chometz they require Liban Maalia. There is no Mechol. There is no Mekel in the world. There is no Mekel in history. Unless he holds a Chavetz of Terebola. But the Prima Godim says not that way. The Prima Godim is more Mekel. Let's see if I can find this Prima Godim. On both sides, Prima Godim, take a look in Sif Yud Aleph. Sif, you have all, Evan, you open your Mishnah Berurah on both sides. The Sif Yud Aleph. What does it say there? Sif Yud Aleph. Machvas. We already saw a whole tumult in the Rosh here in Siman Zion. What's the status of a machvas? So he says that we require hagol is enough. And some say Liban, there are most of Liban, Koldu, Shakash, Nisifal of Sagila. Yesh machmir le Liban a machvas, ach Liban, Koldu, Nisifal of Kashim, Chut Sagila. A lot of different gersos over here. But Noag and the Labna le Chatkila, Miu Sagila, Bahagolim, Ein Bogumas. What does that mean? Why? Why is it enough to have Hagola, presumably because of a Terebola. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We passed an earlier Yisurah Bola. So the Prima Godim has the Kasha. That's not the Prima Godim, it's the Mogan Avraham and the Taz has the Kasha. How can the Mechaber say this? We passed an Yisurah Bola. This is a good question. So the Prima Godim writes its files in Sivkot Mechav Beis. I'm reading it to you. Why we make it when it comes to Kash Nisra? Quote, Hol of Agos Maimri Perik Yitzayin Yesh Omrim Nitzotos Nitzin Hainu Kash Nisra Levechutz After Lo Kaimel and Up Kain. We don't follow that Rabbi the Katz. Mikol Makom Hechad Yesh Od Tzad Lekula Ev Shalitz Mechal Zeh A Tzvek Tzvek Lekula. Number one, maybe it's considered to be Liban Chomer. And number two, maybe you don't need Liban Chomer. What do they want? These two gedolim, the Taz and Mogan Avram, Ches and Yud Aleph respectively, are all talking about this din and the Ramah in Sif Dalid. They don't understand why is there a more Mekel over here when it comes to Kash Nisrach, after most poskim hold that what? That he's Surabala. And most posts seem to hold that machvas require, well, not just like machvas, it's not a machvas. The answer is a tzirum. Some say a terebola, and some say if it's kash nisrav, it's considered to be liban chamur. Rabbi Yisai, you know what? Here I'll jump in with you guys. 482 degrees. Hey, that's pretty chamur if you ask me. Hot stuff. Right. So 482. Might be considered to be a Liban, that's Liban Kal, we're not going down so low. We go back to our Mordechai again with the Shnei Avareha. I don't know. Unless to say that there are, I have to re-examine this. Your question threw me off. I don't know. I got to think about this. All right? Your question is an excellent question. I don't know.
It could be that metal doesn't conduct. I mean, like if you're only doing it for a second, so metal can't. You know, like last year you discussed by the bluff, like there's areas in the bluff that will be outside.
Right.
Things that aren't. So
that's
therefore,
true. It's true. Now, Rabbi Osai, I wanted to discuss with you for a few minutes how the Liebud works. How does Liebud work, Rabbi? How does Liebud work? You know, our ovens, no matter how hot you get, you're not going to get Tosher Klipasa. The peel is not going to peel off. You're not going to get Nitzosus Nitzit. So some say you can't kasher anymore. Finished. You can't do it. Others say no. You don't have to have so hot to actually have the peel fall off. The peel fall off is a simen in untreated metals. All our metals are treated with special ingredients in the factories. Untreated metal will peel off at a lower, you know, whatever it'll be. Much to 700 degrees. The untreated metal will peel off. So even though our ovens, you have a self-cleaner, nothing ever peels off, because it's treated. It's treated. That's all. That's the push-up shot. Fine. Now, the Rambam seems to have a unique view, Rabbi Osai. A unique view. Have you seen the Rambam yet? Maybe we should spawn the Rambam. I almost can't stay at the Rambam and it's on the Mara Makomas, I think. This was Machalas of Surahs, right? Anyone see it yet? Who saw the Rambams? Then we'll wait one more day for the Rambams, okay? But tomorrow you should all have seen the Rambams in Perek Zion. It's very important. We'll postpone the... I have a Chiddush in the Rambam. So we'll postpone it until tomorrow. Okay? Until tomorrow. Let us now return to our analysis of the Shuvas Maimonides, which we spoke about yesterday at some length. We'll go back. Okay, we'll go back to the Shuvas Maimonides. Very, very important. We'll see. Okay. So, you may recall that we spent time on that Shuva. We thought it indicated, at least initially, that Kabbalah Kachpoto applies to Liebud. Right? Applies to Liebud, and that's very, very important. Kula. And the question is whether really it's true. Now, I want to tell you another thing before we even go any further. This Liebud Kal story. If you look in the Frankel Rambams, they tell you to look in the Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Aleph of Cotton Hay in the Hagos Maimoni. The Liebud Kal works only for a Teira Bola. Okay?
Who do they mean? Who's the Hagos Maimoni citing?
No. You know where you'll find this? Why don't you turn to the Shulchan Aruch? We saw yesterday. Tav Kuf Tes. Hilchos Yom Tov. You all have it in your Mishnah Berurah. Look at what's called Tav Kuf Tes. This was reminiscent of the Hagos of the Chumash Maimonides of yesterday. Tav Kuf Tes. Everyone, please look inside. If you don't mind, look inside. Tav Kuf Tes. What does it say there? Mutar lelaben biyom tov. Everyone see? Mutar lelaben biyom tov. Kli barzel shavu plodin shel gvina. That's plodin. Ugas gvina cheesecake. That's the Shuas, right? V'chak achal ibn yefel bo pashtida mili basa ben dapei isa, some flesh of a kugel, shal basa. Chav, what's chav? Hagos maimini perek aleph. That's the one. Hagos maimini perek aleph sefkot nei. What does it say there? V'hu sheikh sheislabe yitnu oso ala machal miyad, etc. Adu bubulua bin avela v'chayote bo oso lalabno Afilu Rabosai Lefos Bodvar Heter. What's in Lama Beragola? Why? Pirish. Came in the Sura Bola, Sarach Libun Gomer, Shetashar Miklipasa, Benika Betov, Dachshirolos, it's also Beyantiv, as opposed to the normal usage, which does not look like a Tikkun Kli. Fine. The problem we spoke about yesterday, we thought that in the Chuvas Maimonides, that was only an add-on. Vesu. We thought that he was being Mekel Rabosai Makel even without the svara of a terabola, as long as it's the same heat. As long as it's the same heat. But the question is as follows, Rabbi Osai. What's the tshuva say? This is from yesterday. The Ri says it was royal lahatir. Can we just, was it a race from our thing, or did you just press the button and get around again? Start from scratch? You don't mind? Sorry. Is there ever a way to save it from day to day? It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't
work. Doesn't work. Why don't we see it again inside? Yes, sir. The Mechaber has Liban Kal over here from Basel L'Cholov. In Tough Kuf Tess Tepeh, of course he accepts it. Okay, in the Chometz he won't accept it because in the Chometz he holds his Yisur Abala. But that's as he says in the Beis Yosef. I'm sorry for this delay. I thought we have a way of preserving these things.
Well, you can save it in like a Word
document. I'm saying you can save it, you just be able to put it on and be on automatically. Can you do that? It's not good to do it.
No.
Because I want everyone to see exactly what it says. I'm having second thoughts. I'll be honest with you. I always thought that the Shuvas my money proved conclusively that I was right. Namely, that it's not Libun Kal, it's Libun Chomer. 550 is Libun Chomer, because Kabbalah Kafoto. That's what I thought was a clear implication of the Shuvas my money. And I always thought that all the three things are add-ons. Remember the three add-ons? What were they? One, Hetera Bola. Two, you don't see anything schmaltz on it. And three, it doesn't touch. Those are three add-ons. I thought those three add-ons were none of those were sine qua non. You can live without all three of them. That's what we thought yesterday. Now I'm having second thoughts in analyzing the words of the Shulman Sari. Let's go slowly. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. This is Shulman Sari. Okay. Let's read again. And we should read very slowly. Where's the Vesu? Vesu. Whoa. Is it now it? Did I just went to a different place? No, I'm in the right place. I don't mind. It's bigger. It's even. Whoa! Whoa! It's like the eye doctors. Well, whoa, how does it keep getting bigger?
Click. No, it's still.
All right, it's still be a little big. Okay. Where's the soup? Ah, here we go. Miu hacha nire lama. This is big. Both the guys in the back should be very grateful. Mamish, we do this all the time. Okay? I don't mind pressing more clicks. Miu achanire loma de kabola kach polta. That's what we call visu. But let's take a look. Let's a little look. Let me go a little higher. Whoa. It's big print. Oh, look over here. I feel another bekli. See, it touches it. Shechoz avi ofer tachta vayaror lahatir. The kevin shu ma'at. Keep this in mind. The gam koach or miyavish. Havlik adogim shalom bekara. The shor be dieved. The havlik plate lemoetes ke. That's bigger print. I think the most important letter is ke. Ke not bar na. What do you mean, kid? Let's review. What is not by now? It's not again. Dog and shalom bakar. I have fish that heated up in a flesh chicken dish. I could put butter on that fish. Why? It took two steps and was still heter. Right? From the meat to the pot and the pot to the fish. And it's still completely heter before you introduce any melchics. Is it the same thing over here? What happened over here? You originally started off with meat or both sides, which would. What came in first, the meat or the milk over here? Meat came first, right? So the meat came first. The meat came into the nu, into the pot, and then the pot goes down into the milk. There's no fish here. What kind of nap or not? You're missing an ingredient. What do you mean, cannot or not? It's difficult. Here, the second nap's already into the milk, not into the fish. Maybe what he means is that the air. Goes into the air, you saw before, it goes to the air, and it gets dried up in the air, and it becomes what we call a tam kolush, and maybe consider the air to be like the fish. It's a chiddush. Gam kibbat. Kevendu ma'at, v'gam koach ha'ur miyabesh, ha'ba li kih, dogma shalabakara, But the Eved Kpimas cannot Barnat. Maybe. Maybe. That's important to understand the Tshuva of the Reed. Vesu dehetera bola v'roi lahokel. What kind of word is that? V'roi lahokel. What does roi mean?
Appropriate.
Appropriate, right? It's appropriate to be maker. And it should be mutter abosai, even if it touches. Even if it touches. Even if it does touch. Why? Because kebola kach palto. It should work. Rav Vesu. He has three other things. In other words, the Rav Bosai, he can't prove for our ovens completely. Because there are those who say that there's a blia in the roof of the oven, what's called Zeas Mashkin. Not like Recha. Remember we had a whole Arichas over here about Recha. So here, in the case of Recha, it's Bechlal no problem. He passed Mika din Recha lav milsa. Nonetheless, even if you'll tell me that if it actually touches the top, or if it's the equivalent of Zeya, it's a problem, it seems to me that in our ovens, if you put them to the highest, it's good enough anyway. Why? As I told you, the Blia in our ovens only comes through Zeya. And through Zeya, it's enough to have Hagola. You can't do it? Libun Kal. Ay, Rabosai. The floor of the oven. If you put chametz on it, and you put matz on it, it would require Libun Gamma, according to what we're saying now. I'm backing off a little bit from my earlier opinion that it's Rai Brewer to be Mekel over here. But it never happens. You don't put chametz on the floor of the oven, and you don't put matz on the floor of the oven. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You always put things on grates. If you put it on the grate, you put it to aluminum foil. It leaks. All right, so it'll dry up. So what? So who cares? On Pesach, it's not going to touch the floor. And if some of your Pesach little stuff drops to the floor, you throw it in the garbage. You're worried about Ba'yirol Ba'yamotze? What are you worried about? You had a drip of chametz last week, and now you have a drip of matzah. They both end up on the oven floor. Come on, mikvah didn't know stand of gam is mutter. Don't worry about bayiroy. It's mashem and aslavaro. You're gonna throw it out in the garbage. There's really nothing to worry about. This psak of Bosai is Rav Henkin's psak. This is very important to share because he was such a very authoritative source here in this country. Quoted by the Sefer Agolas Kalim, page Tuf Mem Hey, towards the very end. Rav Henkin said yes. If you want to use the floor of the oven to put matzah there, you require any tzotzes, nitz, and libun chametz. But the walls, the chametz never touches it. And you could have also said you don't put paste the food on the walls either. A. B. The same page, in Agolas Kalim, he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. Simen Tzadi Beis Sif Nun Hei. Who says, there is no Zeya in our ovens. Zeya only exists if it's very, very tight and completely covered quarters. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it tells you you have Zeya. You know when you have Zeya? I'll read it to you. I have a Shulchan Aruch in front of me. I have a Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea here. He gives you the case of Zeya. It's important to see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Simen Sadi Beis. That's the source for Zeya. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is going on. He's in Sadi Beis, it's Sif Nun Hei in Aruch HaShulchan. That's equivalent to Sif Ches in Shulchan Aruch. Machva Shel Cholov Shenostu Bekira Tachas Kedera Shel Bosar Hazeya Ola V'Nivla Bakedera V'Osros. What does that mean? You have a pan and a pot is directly lying on the pan. It's closed quarters. There's no escape. There's nowhere for the, how should I say it, for the milk steam to escape. It's closed, completely closed. So the male is going to go bump into the surface, which is on top of it, which is the fledgling pot, and make a treif. Now, Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva in Yoredeah Chelek Aleph Siman Mem, where he discusses this issue. He says he thinks there's a problem if it's liquid because of Zeya. We'll come back a little bit to the Zeya's Oakland later on. Liquid because of Zeya. And he says, our ovens are vented. Every oven is vented. Nah, that small hole in the side is not enough to permit on that basis. I don't know. Our ovens are very big. This Zeya spreads out. You ever open up your oven? Who ever opened up an oven here? I've opened up ovens. Things go, see hot steam coming flying in your face? Yes? Yeah, hot steam flying in your face, really?
Heat, yes.
The oven could be empty, you'll feel the heat. Well, that proved the heat. Well, that's not the heat, it's because of the steam. So Rav Shechter Shlita is of this view, as many others, against Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, if you have uncovered liquids, fleshiks and milchus, you cannot use it in the same oven, because the zeya gets absorbed in the roof and comes down, and the fact that it's vented is of no consequence. And Rav Shechter Shlita has written, that's not true. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he said it's not true. That there's no hevel in our... The word zeya over here in the Shulchan Aruch, it just uses the word zeya. But what's the source of this thing? The source of this thing is, as the Vilna Gaon quotes over here, what's the source for this din? The kisu havikin near shehevel mispashet bekulo ukiilu kulo betocha rotev. Look at perek beza machshirin merchatz tmeya. You ever been? He's talking about a sauna with mamish steam. It's white, hevel white. The whole thing is white. It's not clear. That's when it's usher. But not the what Rav Moshe says. According to Rav Moshe, you can't catch the oven at the highest 550. What do you do on Pesach? You know, you take a blowtorch. I looked it up again, and Rabbi Feld the same. I have it with me. He said you have to have it for what? For 8 minutes on every seven minutes on every 8 square inches. Think about it for a minute. You take up the 3x3 approximately, so and keep the blowtorch for 7 minutes. There's no one in the world, the Fiani has ever cashed like a Mashab and Mechila. Nobody in the world. So what are you going to do? When he says, an insert. Get yourself an insert. I'm not for myself, the others are making it for myself. I follow Rav Moshe's Pesach. He bought an insert, man. He has a rickety insert. He bought the Lower East Side at Rav Moshe's town. Rav Moshe was still alive when we bought it. Give you an idea. And we still have the same insert. That's what we use. What's an insert? It's a box. It's a metal box. So you just close it up when you cook on Pesach. It's obviously much smaller than the oven itself. Close it up. Baruch Hashem, since we recently got a self-clean in addition to what we call our annex, where some of the guys stayed last week. And there we have a self-clean. So if I'm Pesach, my wife does most of the stuff in the self-clean. And this little the one in our own little tiny kitchen, we have a little insert. How'd she manage before? I don't know how she managed. I was a miracle worker. But that's what we do. Yeah.
So what would Ramosh say about waiting in between the bus or hollow?
It's not going to help. How's it going
to
help?
So meaning you have to have 2 ovens.
No, I have to have 2 ovens. No. My oven is fleshiks. If we use it for milchiks, as long as there's no liquid, it's okay. Ramosh is in the same tshuva. If there's liquid, it's a problem. Zeya. If it's solid, the presumption is right, Rav Moshe, there is no Zeya. Rav Moshe did not go as far as to say that Zeya's Ochlin is not considered to be Zeya. That he doesn't say. I think Zeya's Ochlin is not Zeya at all, even if you do find Zeya. Rav Moshe doesn't go that far. The presumption is that there's no Zeya. If there is Zeya's Ochlin, then it would be a problem. Rav Moshe, is there ever Zeya's Ochlin? Yeah, the only time Zeya's Ochlin is in a microwave. And you know why? Because the microwave, I don't know if you can call it Zeya's Oakland. Because the microwave works on the, my scientists here, it works on the liquid that's in the food, correct? Any food has liquid in it, so it doesn't work with fire, works with the atoms. Whee! Some highfalutin science. And it's working on the liquid that's in, that's why there's so much steam in a microwave. A tremendous amount of steam in a microwave. Tremendous. I want to discuss with you what's the status of a microwave momentarily. But this issue of the Zeas Oakland, as I mentioned to you before, Rabbi Osai, the Zeas Oakland, we can argue that's not considered to be Zay at all. Rav Moshe doesn't go that far. But Rav Moshe does say that min hastam, there is no Zeya when it comes to Oakland. When it comes to Mashkin, there is. When it comes to Oakland, min hastam, there is no Zeya.
You can also have liquid that's covered, too. Right?
Covered?
You said covered liquid. Also.
Covered. That's what I do. So if we ever have anything milchik, which is liquid, it's covered. I have to say, I'm married for a number of years. I'm trying to think how many times in our history we ever had something which was liquid, which was milchik in the oven. Who puts liquid milchik in the oven?
How do you define like?
That comes the next question. How do you define a liquid? We know milk is liquid. To my knowledge, we've never heated milk in our oven ever. Never. So the question becomes, so what's even the shiloh? Well, what about pizza? Is pizza liquid? What do you think?
Liquid cheese and sauce, maybe.
So those say pizza's liquid? I don't know. Pizza looks pretty solid to me. We'll discuss in detail what the post can say about this. It's a very serious question. How do they find liquid? I believe once, I can remember once, my wife showed me a certain casserole she was making. It was some kind of a casserole and it had milk in it. There was so much milk in the casserole at the beginning, I said, you should cover it. But I want to brown it, she said. So there's no problem. Cover it. Wait till it's cooked. And when it's cooked, the whatever was liquid dried out, right? Then you can uncover the, take off the tin foil. Now there's already nothing there. It's all solid. And now you can spend 10 more minutes in the oven. It became brown. Mazel tov, it worked. That was my only good eights of all the years in cooking. And how to solve this problem. Don't trust anything I say in the kitchen. I've made the kitchen trafe more than once. Just if you don't know what's going on, stay out of the kitchen. So if you can't take the heat, stay out of the kitchen. If you can't take the halachic rigor, you should also stay out of the kitchen. So, yeah. Yes, sir.
What would Rav Schachter hold about Master Rachal?
He's mad at everything.
So
you can put... the Aruch HaShulchan. You can have one oven for fleshiks and for milchiks for liquid uncovered, no problem. Because nothing goes in. And frankly, if it goes in, nothing comes out. So.
At the same time?
No, I didn't say at the same time. Don't, please. Maybe in theory, yes, but I don't think it's mad at the same time. Can I ask? I don't think so. Now. The self-cleaning oven, Rabbi Osai, is a slight problem. The door. Because of safety considerations, the door does not hit 900 degrees. The walls do. But the door is made of some special material. You never see the door of self-cleaning? It's like a double glass. It's all managed. For someone to say she took a blowtorch to the door. Rabbi Shalala, you have no door left. A blowtorch to the door.
How hot does the door get?
I don't know. Go online and find out. Right now, go online on the self-cleaning oven. See, it should say 900 degrees. Maybe it'll say how hot the outside one gets. Yes?
If for some reason, like safety considerations, blowtorch is not an issue, would it be possible put some kind of a chemical on the door and then turn the oven up to whatever temperature is used? That would destroy the wheels. If the chemical would become nibble, and now it would be mass, there would be pulse or whatever is
in the pull game in or destroy it? I'm not sure what that's going to really achieve. I don't know. Now, there are those who claim, Rabbi Osai, that if it's has an enamel or porcelain, right, there's a shiloh, and they say about Golas Chelin. And some suggest, he quotes this from the Marasham, that such a small amount is glazed that it's going to be what's called the equivalent that we saw in the Rashba, Kli Shedako B'Shefa. Remember that Rashba? You're always going to use, it's always going to be Batla B'Shish. That's not helpful to us on Pesach. Because on Pesach, there's no bit. Not helpful. Not helpful. Others say, I did a test, and it, nothing is absorbed. It's a whole piece. I just want to look it up later. It's fascinating. They said they did it. They did a chemical examination, and nothing was absorbed. I'm just give you the page numbers. I want to look it up later. This beautiful safe, I go to Scala. That's found on page Reish Tzadi Zayin. The whole area, because they did a test, and nothing is absorbed. Reish Tzadi Test. Ha'im O'ila B'dika Levayri Makelem Ela Bola Malaf. Does science work? Do we rely on Mada? Or do we not rely on Mada? A whole page on this discussion. A whole page. And he says over here the bottom line. Even those who are Makel are only Makel in factory conditions. Because in factory conditions, it's always the same. But if you're not dealing in factory conditions, Rabbi Osai, you never know what's going to be. You can never tell. If you can never tell, then it's a very serious problem. Follow me? But we have factory conditions. Rav Shechter quotes in one of his Ma'amarim, I'll try to bring it in tomorrow, in Misora, Volume Bay, that's where the Ma'amar is found, if I'm pretty sure, that when he studied chemistry in Yeshiva College eons ago, his professor was Dr. Shmuel Soloveitchik, the lesser-known third brother of that distinguished dynastic family, was a professor of chemistry. And he said to him, come on, we're doing experiments in the lab. We measure things in millis, I don't know what the milliliters, milli, whatever, the tiniest little measurements. If anything would be absorbed in the glass test tube, it would kill the whole experiment. It's obvious that glass absorbs nothing. That's, of course, the Pesach of the Mechaber. The glass absorbs nothing. And Ramos Machmer, Ramos against the Ramos, the Torah Mada. Shlomo Zalman also throws in such a svara. Even with respect to metal. Metal presumably absorbs, but our metal, the experts say, absorbs zero. How can that be? Not that things changed. When they hacked out metal with their primitive tools, there were always cracks. Of course it absorbed. But our metals that are made in factory conditions, as long as it's still intact, once you start putting a knife to it, it's going to start making new cracks. But a smooth metal, as they have in the factories, they absorb nothing. And Rav Shechter Shlita was once willing to mitzaraf that svara lekula in the famous case that they had somewhere in the Far East at these retorts, and they found out they were using the same ones for tuna fish and for cat food, which was strafe, and a whole taram came up, and he threw it in one of the other svaras lekul that they say there's no absorption whatsoever. It sounded like a very modern shepsak. Rav Shlomo Zalman did the same thing. It was printed in one of those couldn't trace them, I think. Yeah, we don't live in a world of make-believe, Rabbi Osai. Our world is a world that is supposed to approximate the scientific reality. Right? So we have our own versions. Things do change here and there. Anyway, these are the various opinions of this matter. Any questions before I proceed? It's a very important matter we're discussing. Very critical. This is coming to the Lamais. Tomorrow I want to bring it to you, among other things, not only the Mesorah from Rabbi Shechter, but the OU Guide. And I found it on my desk. I don't know who gave it to me. Big, hundreds of pages, how the OU gives all their psukim. It's fascinating. It's great. Rabbi Shechter says this, Rabbi Belsky says this, Rabbi Ganak says this. Everyone's quoted all over the place. I'll show it to you. Yes?
Let me just explain how the rest of the year the door of the oven is considered a cliche Shechter.
The ovens are primarily metal. We're making with an assumption that the metal is going to be kasher properly. It's only that little glaze that perhaps can't be kasher. So not that Marsham said and others, that little glaze is going to be always bottle of b'shishim and anything which comes into it. That's what's quoted over here in the safe. Look it up, you'll see in those pages I just mentioned to you. That's where you'll find. Okay. You have a number of very other important questions we haven't discussed yet. Let's just take them one at a time. We really have to talk about it. I was going to wait until tomorrow. We'll have to at least start talking about it today. How Liban works according to the Rambam sheet. I have a Shulchan Aruch who quotes the Rambam. I both have the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Zayin. It's on the Maror Makomos, the last Mishnah of Masechet Avodah Zarah, and I'll read it from the Rambam himself. Perek Yud Zayin in Macholas Asuras Halacha Zayin. Very important. The Rambam Sheet. I'm going to say we pass this way. The Rambam Sheet. Halokeh Sakim in Agoyim. Milabna ve'esh. Rabosai, listen carefully, every word. You either, what? You put it in fire. O mashchiza v'rechayim shalom. Or, you do a hashchaza. What's hashchaza? We had hashchaza before. What does hashchaza do? Sharpen it. What does the sharpening achieve, Rabosai? It removes the outer peel. Hagos Maimini, Ritzva, Imeshchiza Yafa Berechaim, Shemoel Kamo Libun. Does everyone agree? What did we see yesterday? No, not at all. It says absolutely wrong, this Rambam. Why? Because Hashchaza only impacts on the outer peel, whereas Hagola goes Me'ever Le'ever. How can you, what's the Rambam talking about? How can it be? Where did Rambam get it from? The Mishnah. Hashpud Va'askula Malabna Ba'ur. Hasakin shafa v'hi tohora. You understand shafa means mashchiza. Fine. The Ramah says no. The Ramah screams and yells against the Rambam. I'm going to read it to you. It's in Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph. It's a very important siman. It's on the Maror Makomos as well. Kuf Chaf Aleph Siv Zayin. The Mechabes quotes the Rambam. And the Ramah says, "V'yesh omer de mashchaza lo mahani." Doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? There must be a good reason why it doesn't work. The reason is obvious why it doesn't work. Because it doesn't go through and through. So what do you do? What do you do? So you'd make a leaven a little bit or ashkaza. The Yagilenu Achar Kach. Okay, it doesn't work. So the Gra explains over here, Shitas HaRamo, goes back to the Kuf Chaf Aleph Sif Beis. Komokam Shetzorach Hagola Lo Mahani Im Kilfo Likli Bikli Umnus. Who said so? The Mordechai. We saw the Mordechai, I believe, yesterday, says the Gra, simple why. The Balua me Aver al Aver, Ulakachlo Sagi be Eroi, Kol Shoda Flavon and Bez with a clear Rishon. Eroi won't work. Eroi only impacts the Klippa, so does Ashkaza. So what's the Rambam thinking? Rambam is a Pella. Seems to me, Rabbi Osai, I'm telling you, Chiddush Niflan Rambam. Listen to this Chiddush. There are two kinds of Bliya. They are different significantly, qualitatively and quantitatively. Rabbi Osai, if it goes in with water, it is quantitatively superior. As we saw before, Me'ever Le'ever. And therefore, it has to come out with water, which pulls it out. Me'ever aleiver. Kibolo kachpolto. However, Abosai, if it goes in with fire, fire does not have such a deep impact. Where's the precedent for this? We had it earlier in our discussions of how, if something becomes treif, how far does the tarfus penetrate? Take a look in Yoredeya, Abosai. Simen kuf hei. Sif Dalit, where it says, if it goes into water, it's Mevashal and Mavliya through and through. If it's in dry heat, it's only a Kedei Netila. A much shorter, smaller impact it has if it's dry heat. That's it. Where's Kedei Netila come from? According to some, it means it's Kedei Klipa. Which the Rambam holds, it's Kadei Klipa, and the Tila Klipa is the same thing called the Shita Taramba. But, Rabbi Osai, although The impact of the blia with fire is much more restricted quantitatively. It is absolutely overwhelming qualitatively. To the point, Rabbosai, it's impossible to get out. Absolutely impossible to get out. You'll never get it out. So what's your alternative? Only one thing to do. Get rid of it. How do you get rid of it? Either you burn it away, that's Pshat Shetoshe Klipasa, or you do Ashkaza, you sharpen it, which takes away the other Klipa. Tell you a Chiddush Nifla V'Nara in the Rambam, that the two completely different kinds of Blias. One is with water, which goes through and through, but comes out through and through with water. The other is, it goes in with fire, which only impacts on the Kedei Klipa, but it can never be gotten out. That's what the Gemara says, Shetoshe Klipasa, there's no choice. Either you burn it away, or you sharpen it away. That's it. There's no alternative. That's the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. At Kama Malabna, at Shetoshik Liposon. Ketzad Magilon. Why do I change expressions? At Kama Malabna and Ketzad Magilon. Should have said Ketzad twice or At Kama twice. Here's the answer. Ketzad Magilon, but you're taking it out. At Kama, you're not taking it out. You just At Kama, you're getting rid of the Klipa. That's it. Ah, it's gone. Toshik Liposon. You get rid of it either through Hashkaza or through fire. Toshik Liposon, that's it. Gone. If you look at the Rambam in earlier, in Perek Yudzayin, Halacha Gimel and Dalet, Ad She Toshik Liposon, Rabbeinu Sayin, Halacha Gimel, is an integral part of the very definition of Liman. That's what Liman is. It gets rid of the Klipa. When it comes to Agala, it says, Ketzah Magilin, Marticha, it's a separate Halacha, Halacha Dalet. It's a detail. It's a detail. Rabbi Osai, I'm sorry to say, according to the Rambam, you cannot kasha our ovens. I mean, assume you put chometz directly on the floor. Impossible to kasha. You can't do it. You're going to peel away it's treated metal. You can't peel it away. You can't scratch it. There's nothing to do about it. Nothing. There's nothing to do about it. Finish. Nothing. Throw in the garbage. Or just don't use it directly. And the Mordechai said, no, you need both. If you can't, instead of doing a libum, what do? A hashkaza plus a hagala. What the Mordechai hold? A long line to the Rambam. But libum is Popeye. It works twice. It's tremendously powerful, and it's also far-reaching. That's what he goes against the Rambam. Libum can accomplish both things. Libum will take out the very intense blia of the klipa, and will also be able to take out the less intense blia from all the way to the other side. But if you can't do it, you have to do it in two stages. Namely, the hashchaza, take away the intense blia of the outside by just scraping it away, and then the hagala will take away the less intense blia, me'eva li'ever. That's what the Mordechai says, along the lines of the Rambam, but he says that the libun can actually have an impact even further inside. I've also had much more to say. Tomorrow, we will resume these important lessons.